opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Tisdale says she takes men to Disneyland to break up with them. The men say the toughest part was having to do the Nemo submarine voyage of shame.
It's a bit of a stretch, but good attempt. Ashley Tisdale, is that some sort of a hot celebrity girl I'm supposed to know?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Okay. It's an expensive breakup ticket, isn't it? Do you maybe do it in line because they're already depressed and want to die? I hate lines.
I don't know about the public breakups. I know the theory behind it. I think you made a bad choice to get into a relationship if you think you need to be in public for safety or they won't go as crazy
or
something.
Do you think I got to end it?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. These things are not always clear, you know, at the beginning. That's the whole deal.
Yeah, I've never done that on either end. It's always been in private, but
I'm a fan of ghosting. Just stop returning calls till they figure it out.
I know a guy who never would eat at Wendy's. Is a good dude, but he wouldn't eat at Wendy's because his wife told him she wanted a divorce at Wendy's.
Oh, man.
When they were eating lunch.
I could see that. It's just the way the brain works.
Something about the French fries? What do you mean the way the brain works?
Well, just everything, all the visuals, the auditory, the smells remind you of that moment.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He has my sympathy.
I thought you meant you'd see why she would dump him at a Wendy's.
Well, you see a lot of handsome fellas there choking down their triples.
It's only 99 cents for a Frosty, and everybody feels better after a Frosty.
Yeah,
right,
I would be pretty unhappy if you did that to me. Don't do this in public where I'm going to be clearly really upset. And, you know, I'm in public, and I got to drive home, and just, it's not cool.
Well, and unless you're quite young and don't understand that you've been maneuvered, it's a little demeaning to understand that you've been maneuvered.
Right.
Well, oh, that's why you wanted to come here? Why don't we just sit down on a... All right. Yeah, I know. It's funny that I don't know why it brings this to mind. But when our beloved black lab Onyx passed away, you know, it was a tough day. Y'all who love your pets, you know what I'm talking about. And then when we got our new dog Baxter, and this was 2 years later, I happened to pull into the same parking space at the vet as when we put Onyx to sleep. And Judy and I realized it at the same time, and the rush of emotions was just like being drenched with water. And so, yeah. Could see the guy. I wouldn't even be able to look at a Wendy's.
That's interesting. I've just recently started to believe this sort of stuff.
Witchcraft?
Witchcraft, yeah.
Because I know you've gotten heavily into it.
And human sacrifice.
Right.
I've just recently started to believe in the power of it.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board, stuff like that. Yeah, yeah.
What?
Is that an incantation or something?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The whole triggering mechanism of people's places and sounds and that sort of stuff. And
sure,
I just never really bought into it that much. I did have experience a couple of years ago that I was at the same hospital for a checkup long after my cancer treatment. And I got out of my car. I parked in the parking lot that I parked at every day when I was doing radiation for several months. Every single day you have to go. And I was sick at the time. So here's like a couple of years later, I think I get out of my car and I start shuffling along. Not, why am I shuffling? I'm fine.
Yeah.
I just started walking the way I used to walk when I would go to the radiation treatments, because that's the only way I could walk then. I thought that was weird. So, night before last, you remember the story yesterday from me going crazy on the cookie dough.
Do we? You should see our group text about it. It's still rolling.
Hilarious.
I gained two full pounds.
Hey, the hippo gif was hilarious, Michael. Just
glad
saying.
You liked it.
So night before last, I eat, we think, the equivalent of a dozen and a half cookies in cookie dough.
It was impressive.
And I actually said to my wife yesterday, I said, I am seriously a little troubled by that. What happened? Why did I do that? I've never done anything like that before. Why did I do that? She said, you don't know why you did that? Your son, who looks like you and has the same name, had a medical procedure just like your cancer treatment. And when you were a kid, you were in the hospital all the time and had to be held down to have needles put in you. You held him down while a needle was put in you, put in him.
Yeah.
Same thing you've gone through as an adult and a child. You don't think that might have had some impact on a need to, like, escape or make yourself feel different or something like that?
Yeah.
I thought, you know, that does actually kind of make some sense.
That's some solid analyzing right there.
I never even thought about it, but it makes perfectly good sense. Traumatic experience as a child and an adult that were exactly like what he did.
Right.
And I played a role in it even.
Right. Yeah, extra powerful. But like so many things the social justice warrior class has inflicted on us, the idea if somebody disagrees with you, you're triggered and you're going to fall apart emotionally. I mean, it's just
well, and then
dumb.
The other side of it is I don't have to blame anybody for it.
Well, and you don't have to ask other people to alter their behavior. You're not going to write an angry letter to Wendy's demanding they change their decor and get rid of the red-haired girl and maybe come up with some brunette. I mean, you deal with it. That guy is dealing with it.
Here's where it all falls apart for me. If tonight after the A's lose, I eat 15 cookies.
Right.
Just because I wanted to. Then the whole thing falls apart.
What's the line? A's got to be favored just because they're home, but I don't even know. I have no idea.
With Dave Stewart on the mound?
I don't think he's with the A's anymore. Jack's a big A's. He can't name any players.
I can't name a single player. Not from this decade, anyway.
My sister's a big A's fan, as it turns out, so I'll be rooting for him. Why not? Familial ties, etc.
Yeah, who is the favorite?
The A's are a slight favorite, but I don't see a run.
Not with Dennis Eckersley coming out of the pen.
You know, Sean, that's why they play the game. I'm not even sure he's,
The A's are a slight favorite, -140 on the money line. If you know what that means, you probably gamble too much.
Yeah. Yes, I do. Anyway, where were we?
But just so you believe that sort of thing? You believe that sort of thing? That little tale that I just spun out from my wife's theory?
Of course I do.
Yeah,
absolutely. You
really?
You sought
just,
out.
That would have never crossed my mind in a million years. Connecting those things.
Oh, I don't know if I would have been able to connect the dots, but having it explained makes a lot of sense. That you went through this and you did something outside of the normal behavior to kind of self-soothe. That makes a lot of sense. I think a lot of people do that in a lot of different ways.
I'll be done.
On the other hand, I wouldn't put too much weight in that because cookie dough is frigging delicious.
Right, there is that.
And you just got started on the cookie dough train. Whoop, whoop. It's hard to get off. Once you seriously now. I didn't have those experiences. I didn't have to, you know, do that for my child. At least not recently. But if there were cookie dough in front of me, I'd gorge like a hog. So, I don't know. There's the truth to both explanations.
Yesterday at the end of Henry's two-day infusion, then they take the thing out of your arm. What do you call that, the thing they got in your arm? Got a name?
Yes.
So they put it in originally.
Yes, it does.
Is that also called a stent? I feel like I'm...
I think it might be.
It might be, yeah. Okay.
Anyway,
yeah.
So they put that in his arm on Monday morning, and then it stays in for 2 days, so you don't have to get jabbed twice, and they just tape it off and everything like that.
One jabbing's plenty.
But then it was time to take it off, and he insisted that he do it himself. And so he undid the tape, and then he was, like, shaking and really bothered, and he pulled it out of his arm.
Oh, little fella. Awesome.
He wanted to do it himself. I don't know why, but then he was fine.
Yeah.
Off to the races.
Wow.
And so far, the medicine is really working. I'm absolutely amazed.
Oh, yeah.
So night and day difference. After the first infusion last month, he and his brother played together in ways that they hadn't played together in years.
Wow.
He hasn't been able to do that sort of thing in years. It was just amazing. It's like he's a different kid.
Yeah. That's astounding. Is one more scheduled?
I think we're doing six.
Six?
Yeah.
Oh, golly.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what. Sounds like the little lad is, you know, approaching it with more and more courage and and it's doing some good.
Oh, thank God
and...
for modern medicine, though. That's what I got to think about all the time. Or if I live in another country or different circumstances or whatever, and you don't get the diagnosis and don't that's a kid that never goes to school and can and a human being that can never have a job.
Right.
And if this works the way it looks like it's going to work, he'll be in regular school, I hope, at some point, maybe even next year, and be able to work a regular job and be a regular human being. Mm-hmm. But without that medical care that you couldn't get in some countries or in different eras, not a chance. He has no chance of being anything other than just dependent on family or the state.
Right.
His whole life. It's incredible.
Good
it's
to be born little, in America.
Yeah, it's a little sobering to think, but...
Oh, hell yeah, it
it's
is.
It's, you know, thank God I'm on the right side of it.
Do you get the sense that he's connecting the dots that...
Oh, yeah.
That these uncomfortable treatments lead to him being able to play with his brother and lead to other good things?
Absolutely. That's he knows great. The difference. He really wants to be able to go to school. He wants to be able to do all the things. He's never had a birthday party. He's never done all these different things that he's seen his brother do. And he knows that this is, could be the difference maker.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I've thought about this a lot. I haven't in a while because my kids are big, but I would have definitely lost two of my kids and maybe all three if I'd lived in the 1800s.
Oh, yeah. Just from things like an ear infection or, you know.
They all had fairly rampant infections that were life-threatening, but they were dealt with.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah, including, the burst appendix and the rest of it. Of course, your brother, your genetics are different than mine. Your brother's appendix burst, and he just gutted it out for a while.
Right. Went to work. They made him go home. Hilarious.
Wow. That's some stern stuff. Okay, so, hey, on a different note, you remember yesterday? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. There's the Battle of the Boulders going on in the street in San Francisco where the local residents are piling boulders at the edge of the sidewalk to keep drug dealers, vicious criminal armed drug dealers, from dealing drugs right next to their houses. And some activists have rode in on their unicorns and said, that's a bad thing to do, including one we talked to yesterday. Well, an update on that, and I hate to say it, but our guest who I declared I liked, charming gal, I think she's just a liar.
Okay.
So stay tuned for that. Would ya?
Armstrong and Getty.
Since 1964, Hustler Turf Equipment has been designing, engineering, and assembling zero-turn lawnmowers with U.S. and global parts right here in the United States. Professional landscapers and homeowners alike have relied on Hustler Turf Equipment to provide features such as Hustler's patented smooth track steering, heavy-duty steel decks, and premium bolstered seats. And during the month of September, Hustler Turf Equipment is featuring the Hustler Dash, the most compact mower available in 34-inch and 42-inch welded steel cutting decks, starting at only $21.99. Visit HustlerTurf.com to find a dealer near you. See why millions of professional landscapers and homeowners have trusted Hustler Turf Equipment for decades. Visit HustlerTurf.com. That's H-U-S-T-L-E-R, Turf.com. HustlerTurf.com.
It's Heidi Summers, health and wellness expert, with your local health update. I get so many emails and calls about CBD, the incredible oil from the hemp plant that's being used to provide relief to millions for joint discomfort, inflammation, and nagging injuries. It's the most talked about alternative health breakthrough in years. The CBD product I always recommend comes from CBD Labs, the gold standard of CBD. CBD Labs oil goes to work fast to relieve your discomfort and deliver the results one thought nearly impossible without a prescription. This powerful oil is not marijuana and contains no THC, the ingredient that gets you high. Oh yeah, CBD Labs oil has also been used to help thousands get a great night's sleep. Don't be fooled by all the imitators. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle while supplies last.
To find out how to get your bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-2712. That's 800-605-2712. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now, 800-605-2712. 800-605-2712.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads, let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ag Council.
Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. But he's a part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. No time for tired. Nothing can disable this love. He needs me, but I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community. Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help. My son shot his brother.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. But he's a part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. No time for tired. Nothing can disable this love. He needs me. But I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community. Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So yesterday we talked to a woman who's upset about the homeless situation in San Francisco on the opposite side of the story than I'm on, and that I want homeless people gone. Where? Somewhere else. What are they supposed to do? I don't know.
I want the bums and junkies gone.
They need to do it somewhere else.
And I want the truly unfortunate to get effective help. But yeah, get the bums and junkies the hell out of people's lives.
And
they're ruining our cities.
And on a particular street in San Francisco, the residents of that street had come up with the idea of putting these big giant rocks on the sidewalk to block the drug dealers from being able to set up camp.
Yeah, first,
literally set up camp.
Yeah, they're putting up these 8 to 10 foot wide tents and setting up like a chair and a desk in there, bring the drugs in and just sell drugs out of them right next to people's houses. And so the neighbors there said enough is enough, and they raised more than $2,000. They bought 24 boulders, about 2 or 3 feet by 3 or 4 feet. They're pretty big rocks. And the city wasn't mad at them. The city said, you know, it's cool, we get it, but people, activist types, keep pushing them into the street because they don't like how you're being mean to the homeless. First, an update. The city removed them and is holding them at a public works facility and working with neighbors on the cost of the rock removal, whatever that means. City spokeswoman said last week the city didn't plan on moving the boulders. They were actually looking for ways to sanction them, but Who is this guy? What's that? Public Works Director Mohammed Nuru said he agrees with the neighbors' approach and that their initiative to protect their neighborhood was a great partnership with the city, but it was a temporary fix, and we got to do something about the rocks. And the neighbors are thinking maybe we need bigger boulders, or I don't know. This has all gotten crazy because they just tried to defend their homes.
Well, one of the arguments with the lady we talked to yesterday and others said, well, it's inconvenient for walking down the sidewalk with the boulders there. Yeah, you know what else is inconvenient for walking down the sidewalk? Friggin' junkies laying everywhere and human poop. That's pretty inconvenient, too.
Well, and the claim has been made that it prevents wheelchairs from going down the sidewalk. Well, I have seen, I haven't actually visited the scene, but I just saw pictures of the boulders from a number of different angles. There, can you picture a city sidewalk that has the sidewalk part, then it has like an extra part that's interrupted by a tree here, then a little open space, and then another tree, and then another tree. It's in that outer part of the sidewalk where people never walk. It's decorative. And so that was a lie. And, you know, we talked to Danielle Baskin, an artist, and I tell you what, my fear going into the interview, although she was a charming woman and
should
more
ask her
than
what
willing...
Kind of, should I ask her what kind of art? Painting's okay. Playing a musical instrument, writing, but it's like, you know.
Is there any specific kind of art that you would reject as an art form, Jack?
I'm thinking if it's pottery, I'm not going to listen to her.
Okay. All right. I thought you were going to unleash your usual anti-modern art screed.
Oh, God, yeah. What, are you kidding?
She's actually a very impressive and creative person. Hmm. On the other hand, my fear going into the interview as a savvy media professional was she's also a very, very good self-promoter. Her, and you have to be, if you're an artist or creative person, you've got to be a self-promoter, and she's quite good at it. And I feared, okay, this is a gal who just took a stand so she could get in the newspaper and on the air. Mm. And that's becoming more and more clear that that's the case. And she clearly has never been there and never seen what she's talking about. Because it's utterly fictional to say that a wheelchair couldn't roll down the sidewalk. That's not true.
That would explain her... the way she acted, because I was a little confused by that, but now it makes sense. She didn't seem actually, like, invested, like, actually bothered. It was just kind of all fun. And I thought, why aren't you not more... Well, it's because it was just an attempt to get on the air. And however it turns out, I don't care. I've accomplished the part I wanted to accomplish.
Right. Well, and the whole, you know, it does nothing to solve the homelessness problem in San Francisco. And I put it to her, you can't ask those homeowners to solve the problem of homelessness in the Bay Area. They're just trying to keep the junkies off their doorsteps.
Although,
well, I guess, yeah, but, you know, okay, all right.
She's just one spokesperson.
Right.
That
one of many
attention.
Of that opinion.
Yeah, there are a lot of other people that agree with her. She didn't make up the idea. And it reminds me of what happened in Los Angeles when there was a certain area where people were putting giant planters out in front of their businesses so the homeless people couldn't hang out there.
Right, same idea.
And the city decided, no, that's illegal. You can't just decide to put a giant planter in your sidewalk. But people can live on the sidewalk in front of my business.
Right, they can set up a tent, take craps, shoot up, or throw up a tent and deal drugs, but you can't put up a planter. And that is the great Armstrong and Getty stance on the bum explosion, is the city fathers, we actually got a great email about this, I had to read it to you, your city fathers and mothers must put the needs of the taxpayers and the residents and the business people ahead of the bums and junkies all the time.
That's what I've been arguing for a long time.
It's fair. It's right. What? Don't be ashamed. That's the West Coast bum explosion new sounder.
Wow.
Really good work, Michael.
That was layered.
I'm going to have to hear that again.
Oh, yeah.
That was nuanced.
Armstrong. It's Heidi Summers, health and wellness expert with your local health update. I get so many emails and calls about CBD, the incredible oil from the hemp plant that's being used to provide relief to millions for joint discomfort, inflammation, and nagging injuries. It's the most talked about alternative health breakthrough in years. The CBD product I always recommend comes from CBD Labs, the gold standard of CBD. CBD Labs oil goes to work fast to relieve your discomfort and deliver the results one thought nearly impossible without a prescription. This powerful powerful oil is not marijuana and contains no THC, the ingredient that gets you high. Oh yeah, CBD Labs oil has also been used to help thousands get a great night's sleep. Don't be fooled by all the imitators. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle while supplies last.
To get your free bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-3136. That's 800-605-3136. Free bottles for a limited time. Call now. 800-605-3136. 800-605-3136.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads, let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. But he's a part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. No time for tired. Nothing can disable this love. He needs me, but I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community. Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help. My son shot his brother.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Why is the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. But he's a part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. No time for tired. Nothing can disable this love. He needs me, but I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community. Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads, let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. But he's a part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. No time for tired. Nothing can disable this love. He needs me, but I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community. Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help. My son shot his brother.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Yeah, so we're going to look into in depth Michael's new sound effect for the homelessness explosion.
It's the West Coast bum explosion.
The West Coast.
Yeah. So, we'll talk about that later.
Again, that's the West Coast bum explosion.
The West Coast.
So good.
So multi-layered.
So good.
You could write a 400-page book on that. Let's get the news now with Marsha Phillips.
Well, Pelosi, Schiff, together again, holding a joint news briefing
Schiff,
today.
Just one letter off.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling this a very sad time for America.
Having the investigation to feature president is not anything to be joyful about.
But during their joint
press... Did you hear that, squad? Did you hear me? Don't act joyful or you'll queer the whole deal. That's what she's saying.
But during their briefing, California Democrat Adam Schiff made it plain.
We're not fooling around here, though.
Schiff, who heads up the House Intel Committee, strongly advised the Trump administration to cooperate in the investigation of the Ukraine scandal, which is at the heart of the impeachment inquiry. Pelosi, at one point, being asked by a reporter.
Is it possible that you're making too much of one phone call?
Absolutely not.
Pelosi going on to add,
we will have investigations and questioning that are worthy of the Constitution of the United States.
Or will you?
It's unworthy of the Constitution of the United States to do what he did in that call. And he admitted to me, he said, it's perfect. No, it's not perfect. It's wrong.
So he called her last, what was it, Wednesday, Thursday morning. Yeah. He called Nancy and said, look, this is what happened on the phone call. It's no big deal. He tried to convince her before she came out and made that statement. Mm-hmm. Look, it's no big deal. His term, it was a perfect phone call.
Which he's repeated over and over again.
Yeah.
Odd.
What does that mean? Who says that?
Nobody.
It was a perfect phone call.
A perfect phone call is a text. That's what a perfect phone call is.
There you go.
Very good point.
A perfect phone call is, hey, do you want to come over here and let's have sex? Click, on my way.
The perfect phone
That's
call.
That's the perfect phone call.
Come
home fast. I want to make love.
So we were watching those two on the TV, and I asked Joe off the air, I said, what do you think they're up to? What do you think their plan is? Are they just full-on planning to go as far and fast as they can with impeachment? Are they hoping to just drag this out and be in the background during the run-up to the election? I don't know what they're up to exactly.
Number one, they're going to dig up everything they can and then spin it so that it sounds as scary as possible. And continue what's become the obvious strategy, the drumbeat the last couple of days, is saying national security. That phone call to the Ukrainian comedian where Trump's obsessed with Joe Biden, or Hunter Biden, that's a threat to national security. Never explaining exactly why, but so you keep that drumbeat up and see if you can dig up more scary stuff and maybe the impeachment thing works.
I wonder what their timing is, though.
Secondly, though, try to drum up more and more Trump fatigue. So people just think, this whole thing's just way too stressful.
Okay, so that'd be an argument for them wanting to drag it out, though, right? I've heard various Democratic strategists say they want to do this fast while people are fired up about it.
Yeah.
But it seems to me you got to drag it out to get the impact, because if you could do it in the next 48 hours, the result would be the House says, we got to impeach him. The Senate would say he's not going anywhere. And right. It would be over. What would you get out of it?
I think that's the same as accusing me of dragging out trying to lose weight. If I go as fast as I can, it's going to be dragged out. But it might happen. Mm. Yeah, because the Republicans, well, everybody involved understands that, and they're going to make Adam Schiff show fight for every bit of testimony he gets, fight for every document he gets.
I'm just wondering if maybe the Republicans might not be better off. Let's do it as fast as you can. Have the vote today. Run it through. We won't oppose anything. We'll come up your answering questions. We're going to be fine. The Senate will say he gets to say, and we're done.
Adam Schiff would say, no way. No, we're having a hearing a week from next Thursday.
We want to talk to Pompeo. Okay, how about this afternoon? You can talk to me this afternoon. I'll tell you everything you need to know. And let's keep this going.
Right. Yeah, that would be fun.
Go as fast as possible.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, a lot of action on Wall Street today, which means we need a one-word market update from Positive Sean.
The market is malaise.
What?
Malaise.
Oh, malaise.
A general feeling of discomfort, illness, or uneasiness whose exact cause is difficult to identify.
Oh, that's
a
good one.
The market can't be malaise.
Well, that's good.
Well, it is,
Joe. It could be malaised.
Yes. Well, sure, that too.
It's down 500 some points.
Yeah. Well, all major indexes about down 2%.
Eh, whatever.
Bye.
Well, end of all days, Russian President Vladimir Putin has joined in, joking that his nation will interfere in the 2020 U.S. election. Putin was asked at an energy conference if he was concerned that Russia might interfere. He replied, "I'll tell you a secret. Yes, we'll definitely do it." Then in the stage whisper, he added, "Just don't tell anyone."
Oh, that is some good stuff.
He's a funny man.
He's a hilarious murderer.
Hell of a hockey player, too.
He also said, we didn't mess around in the 2016 election. I'm way too busy to have time to mess around in other people's elections, which is hilarious.
Don't believe you.
You hire a few dozen hackers and have them do it, you numbskull. We know that. Who are you fooling with this stuff, Vlad? I got to be careful. I'll end up with a belly full of polonium.
No kidding. Just a quick Bernie update. Bernie Sanders is in the hospital. His presidential campaign is saying that he's in Las Vegas. He's resting. He had a heart procedure for a blocked artery. His wife is apparently on her way to Las Vegas. So supposedly he's in good spirits, but all campaign stops have been put on hold. And UPS is getting approval from the FAA to operate a drone delivery service. The company's Flight Forward program plans to use the approval to deliver packages to hospital campuses with the potential to expand to other services later.
Oh, yeah, I mostly scoff at the whole, Amazon and FedEx and UPS are all going to be sending drones. The air is going to be
thick aren't.
With drones dropping off, the socks you ordered. No, they're
occasionally
not.
Occasionally crashing, landing on your head.
But the idea on these big hospital campuses is you can zoom something from one building to another or up to a different floor or whatever, in time for the operation or what have you. So.
Right. Big time saver.
But you said UPS?
UPS.
That confuses me. Does UPS get the blood from the lab to the operating room?
I guess their Flight Forward program is focusing right now on medical facilities, so that's what they got the approval for.
You know, UPS and FedEx are much more interesting customers than I think the usual consumer understands. And if you read anything about logistics, the business of logistics, you understand it.
Right.
They do a hell of a lot for companies, helping them keep their inventory properly stocked and just all sorts of logistical stuff that boggles the mind. It's amazing what can be done these days. I wish I was a tenth smart enough to get into that industry.
One last note, The Rock returning to WWE. Dwayne Johnson announcing he's going to be back in the ring for the relaunch and 20th anniversary of SmackDown Live.
Can you smell what I'm cooking guy?
Yeah.
That's it.
He would ask you a question and he'd be like, hey, what are you doing Saturday, Jack? And then you would try to answer.
I don't know.
Doesn't matter what you're doing. And then he'd go off on a monologue. It was great when I was 12.
The SmackDown Live is going to premiere from Staples Center in L.A. Friday at 8 p.m.
How old is The Rock these days?
He's in his 40s, right? Mid-40s?
He's still plenty young enough to jump off the railing. And
however old he is in, he's in better shape than I was when I was 20 years his junior.
Exactly.
Flying scissor kick somebody.
That's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
Hey, indulge me in this, would you? This is totally off the topic, but I see Amy Klobuchar up on MSNBC. And I've thought from the beginning, she's such a good candidate. On paper, I hear her talk a little bit, and I think, man, she's smart, she's tough, she's moderate. Why isn't she?
She's Minnesotan.
Why isn't she catching fire as a candidate? Hey, Michael, make it so I can play some audio, would you? We got too many buttons to push. Listen to this, would you please?
The president actually sent out a tweet. He made fun of me for talking about climate change in the middle of a blizzard, and he called me Snow Woman. So I wrote back, hey, Donald Trump, the science is on my side, and I'd like to see how your hair would fare in a blizzard. So I wrote back, hey, Donald Trump, the science is on my side, and I'd like to see how your hair would fare in a blizzard. So I wrote back, Donald Trump, the science is on my side, and I'd like to see how your hair would fare in a blizzard.
That's her big line that she repeats at every speech.
Pokemon, go to the poll.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
She's had a couple swings and misses humor-wise. Why doesn't she just abandon that? Not everybody has to be funny.
Because her consultants are telling her she got to be.
Well, then hire a joke writer or something.
Yeah, I think...
Because she had one during the debate. I don't remember what it was. It was just, oh... She's had a couple of those where she lays out and kind of steps back and waits for the reaction. It's just, oh, you're killing me.
I'm not laughing, damn it. I'm not laughing.
Yeah, the unfunny don't know how unfunny they are. It's tragic, really, if you think about it. Sad. Be sad.
We're
Nancy Pelosi.
We're going to finish this show strong, we promise.
Armstrong and Getty.
It's Heidi Summers, health and wellness expert with your local health update. I get so many emails and calls about CBD, the incredible oil from the hemp plant that's being used to provide relief to millions for joint discomfort, inflammation, and nagging injuries. It's the most talked about alternative health breakthrough in years. The CBD product I always recommend comes from CBD Labs, the gold standard of CBD. CBD Labs oil goes to work fast to relieve your discomfort and deliver the results one thought nearly impossible without a prescription. This powerful oil is not marijuana and contains no THC, the ingredient that gets you high. Oh yeah, CBD Labs oil has also been used to help thousands get a great night's sleep. Don't be fooled by all the imitators. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle while supplies last.
To get your free bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-8842. That's 800-605-8842. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now, 800-605-8842, 800-605-8842.
Since 1964, Hustler Turf Equipment has been designing, engineering, and assembling zero-turn lawnmowers with U.S. and global parts right here in the United States. Professional landscapers and homeowners alike have relied on Hustler Turf Equipment to provide features such as Hustler's patented smooth track steering and heavy-duty welded steel decks. For those of you with up to 3 acres of lawn to mow, I recommend Hustler Turf Equipment's Raptor SDX, the largest, strongest, and toughest mower in Hustler's Raptor lineup. 10-gauge heavy-duty steel decks provide unmatched durability at sizes up to 60 inches. Massive 22-inch Big Bite rear tires provide unsurpassed traction. Premium bolstered seats with internal suspension provide ultimate comfort. And Hustler's Raptor SDX offers speeds up to 7 miles an hour. See why millions of professional landscapers and homeowners have trusted Hustler Turf Equipment for decades. Visit HustlerTurf.com. That's H-U-S-T-L-E-R Turf.com. HustlerTurf.com.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads, let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. But he's a part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. No time for tired. Nothing can disable this love. He needs me, but I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community. Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wound?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help. My son shot his brother.
I don't know the
kid. Okay. Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Why's the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. But he's a part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. No time for tired. Nothing can disable this love. He needs me. But I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community. Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
A shift trying to go 15, you know, call him Shifty Shift. We don't call him Shifty Shift for nothing. He's a shifty, dishonest guy who, by the way, was critical of one of the great Secretary of States. Graduated number one in his class at West Point. Graduated one of the top in his class at Harvard Law School. The most honorable person, Mike Pompeo. And this guy was negative on Mike Pompeo. He can't, you know, there's an expression, he couldn't carry his blank strap. I won't say it because they'll say it was so terrible to say. But that guy couldn't carry his blank strap.
Jock, Alex? What's the...
Guitar?
Steve Harvey? What's the, how do you answer that? Survey says, Jock! Ding!
I think it's guitar strap.
I doubt it.
So I'm reading this book called, what's it called? Life 3.0. And it's from one of your leading geniuses about AI, artificial intelligence. He particularly centralizes on AGI, artificial generalized intelligence, because we are quite a ways down the road toward artificial intelligence. You can come up with a computer that can beat human beings at a specific task if you program it to do that task. Artificial general intelligence, we're still a long way away from yet, though, the ability to just, like, figure out whatever and then learn whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The more I read about this artificial intelligence stuff, as far as long as we are with the most incredible computing power that beyond anything anybody could even imagine not that many decades ago, still not even close to the human brain, still not even close to our ability to figure out, you know, what do I want to learn, and then how do I go about learning it?
Mm-hmm.
And then bring in all the experiences of your life, and who do I talk to, and where do I look? Just computers can't do that yet.
And then something like, as somebody is trying to teach you what you've asked them, you recognizing, wait a minute, their biases, or their stringing you along, or whatever, just the 1,000 nuances of interaction.
Or to change your mind at some point.
Maybe not
and say,
1,000, maybe it's like 7 or 8, I don't know.
I don't think I do need to learn this, because now this is happening, so I think I'm going to learn that. Computers just don't, you know, yeah. Will they ever be able to get there? Well, some people think they won't ever be able to get there. Some people think they will, and that we're going to have, maybe in the next couple of decades, some of the smartest people think it'll be within a couple of decades, we'll hit that point where computers are smarter than people and can learn on their own, and then what happens then?
robot overlords.
So the guy who runs Google, who's a billionaire, and Elon Musk, and all these different people from around the world have been getting together and trying to put together a group of minds and signing various, like...
A cabal of tech billionaires, you say.
And signing various, like, proclamations. Are we all on board that we're going to use it for good and not evil, or that we're going to do this or this?
Sure.
You know?
Sure, we're on board. Signed Google.
Well, and
Google's
even,
there twirling their mustache. And,
yeah.
And whoever's trying to do it in China isn't on board, so...
Oh,
or Russia, so whatever.
Right.
But here's one interesting thing that had never even occurred to me. Elon Musk is talking to, is it Larry Page, the billionaire from Google?
Yes.
Elon Musk and him are talking, and they're having this conversation. And Elon Musk is against a lot of this AI stuff because he's afraid of where it might go, what the computers might be doing. And Larry Page and some of the other geniuses in the world that are going to be pushing this forward and will make it happen, they said, you're being too carbon-based centric. You're being a speciesist. They see artificial intelligence as a life form. The definition of life being anything that can replicate itself and, like, learn on its own, like animals and humans can.
Yeah.
We can replicate ourselves. But they see that as a life form, and to value us over that is being a speciesist or being, you know, carbon-based bias toward what I refer to as life as humans, and that if they took over and did better, so what? What's the problem with that?
That's easy to say as a late middle-aged billionaire. Yeah, you're not going to be around to see when the flesh is being consumed by the killer robots.
How,
I assume they eat humans.
How fascinating is that? To me, I didn't know that there were people behind this that have that view. Oh, yeah, if humankind gets replaced by this, that's just an evolution of life.
Like from ape to human.
As did happen to the dinosaurs, so will happen to us, and we will, that sort of thinking.
How does anybody see that as a good thing?
Yeah, but the dinosaurs didn't design the meteor. You know? They didn't build it and turn it loose. This will be interesting. Let's see what happens.
You really
what
get
do you
into,
think of the Yucatan Peninsula? Sounds good.
You really get into some weird moral stuff or stuff that blows my mind from a philosophy standpoint or a God and religion, if you believe that. Because I care about my kids and I want them to have kids and, you know, to raise them a certain way in a family line and a culture and all that sort of stuff. All that stuff would disappear, obviously, if humans go away and computers take over. And some people think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
How? Why? Who benefits from that? The computers? The planet, I guess? They think? I don't know. I can't even wrap my head around it.
Mm.
I've been thinking about this for a couple of days since I read it. There are humans that think we'd be better off being replaced by computers. Why?
Do they think we'd be better off, or they just think it's inevitable?
No, they're very excited about it. They think it'd be better for the planet, for one thing. They would treat the planet better. And so we'd be better off without human beings.
Well, if that's the way it ends, at our own hands, you know, I can picture God in the void before there was a universe, according to the book of Genesis, saying to the sun, wait till you see how this ends. I got this all planned out. You're not going to believe what these people do.
Wow. Taking a bite from the tree of knowledge.
It's a real twist.
Hey, kids, it's that time again.
Say it
with Armstrong and Getty.
You're being a speciesist if you prize humanity over computers.
Shut up.
Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
I'm that species. I'm rooting for mine. Hey, let's get a final thought briefly from everybody. Michelangelo in the control room. Fire away.
Yeah, Jack said earlier today that 25% of people have lost an important friendship over politics. I lost a friend that I knew since I was 5 over a heated flat tax discussion. So if you want to keep your friendships, don't discuss politics.
That's a good point, Marshall Phillips. Final thought.
It is a new month, so once again, I've scratched my itch. We'll see Friday if I can bring home the bacon this time.
Positive Sean, final thought.
Yes, I did a trailer time with Positive Sean for the Joker movie that's coming out this weekend. If you want to check that out, go to ArmstrongandGetty.com. I will also have a new one featuring The Irishman tomorrow.
Ooh. A new mob movie. Jack, final thought for us.
Yeah, I'm going to see the mob movie, since you just mentioned it. That'll be the first movie I've seen in a theater in forever. I don't know how I'm going to pull it off. I might have to tell my wife we have a meeting or something and go to the movie. I don't know how
deceit,
I'll play
that's
along.
The way.
Huh?
Deceit, that's the way.
I'll play along, that way you'll owe me one. New today at ArmstrongandGetty.com, the on-demand podcast, the One More Thing podcast. We have an extra-large podcast and all sorts of stuff to listen to. My final thought is the 7-year auto loan is now the most popular sort of loan.
Oof.
Listen, as much as you can, if you want something, maybe even quote-unquote need something, wait till you get the money to pay for it. Maybe it's not a car. Maybe start on a couch and work your way up to a car. Going all Dave Ramsey on here.
Can't drive your couch to work.
I'm not sure you're tracking with
me. I must not be.
Maybe the computers are a better thing.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So anyway, go to armstrongandgetty.com. You can email us mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com.
We'll see you tomorrow. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That sucks.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
Armstrong and Getty.